one of the TFs, do you mind seeing what it is, please? Thanks, John. The next thing, after we accept it, we go ahead and change it. And we go ahead and change it by introducing behavior. The key issue here is behavior. Now, one of the things that I did, as I told you last time, was started to solicit feedback from people, started to solicit criticism, and initially literally had to catch myself from responding, from attacking back. Why? Because the criticism is a deviation from the straight and narrow, from that schema. But over time I got used to it. It actually helped me. And now I'm much more open to criticism. Still, sometimes catch myself when I want to respond and attack back, but overall, a lot better through behavior changing attitude. Something else, putting myself on the line more, whether it was the story that I told you about Brittany, who said no a few consecutive times, and that's okay, so she said no. I'm still here, I survived. Learn to fail or fail to learn. Next, we don't always have to act out in the world, we can also act in our internal simulator. The mind doesn't know the difference between the real thing and the imaginary thing. And therefore, I can imagine myself, see myself, acting as a person committed to excellence. So for example, before teaching, one of the things that I visualize is seeing myself here on stage, feeling light, calm, and accepting. In other words, the way a person committed to excellence would, as opposed to a perfectionist who would be constantly afraid of failure.